time too. Oh. This was another interlude.
This makes me think of the table in the back of Glenn's house.
Yeah. Matter of fact, wrote this is one of the late nights at the
this was like after he I specifically remember he was getting ready to leave, and I'm like, dude, gotta have you on a reggae track. I mean, I didn't care if it was an interlude or not. I'm like, I'm gonna go down in that freaking drum booth and drop a beat.
Yeah,
just so we can capture you. You know what I mean?
This is off the cuff.
It was like he was packing his bags to leave. Modest Yahoo was getting ready to bounce out, and we had like an hour. We're like, dude,
it was an interlude, and it became a song, because that's just what's the life they came to. But I told him I was actually wanting him to sing some Hebrew. This is a Psalm of David. David cried out to God.
This is how I feel if I was not in a band or anything, or I was just a Christian person just going through life. This is what that song makes me feel. That's how strong these lyrics are.
Yeah, and he dug into his scriptures, and he chose a Psalm of David.
Chuck a spear, these evil guys must realize. Dude, that's sick.
Listen, David was at war.
If they would rise a war against me.
It's hot.
Yeah, these are my favorite lyrics, right, man. Hear that reverb of the guitar?
You gotta let the song breathe. Love it.
And I keep thinking about the vibe that existed when he was in the studio. I mean, we catered in a kosher meal for him.
That's right.
And the air felt different, and it actually felt uplifting. It was definitely a spiritual feeling when he was there. And we also should talk about, you know, Glenn at the studio. There was, you know, hundreds of candles lit and incense burning, and it was just a magical place, and
it was a moment.
It was extra magic.
He's a special dude, man. I mean, when he left, we felt kind of sad, dude.
Yeah.
He'd only been there for the full day with us, but he carries around that much integrity, you know what I mean, on his sleeve, and demands respect. And I hope that you know, when we leave a room or when we leave a stage, that people would feel that about POD. You know what I mean? Not just because we're a band, you know, playing loud music, but that we have things that we want to talk about, and that we have
with his majesty. We serve the same God.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. It was never a religious thing, but it was known, you know, his belief and just our love and our respect for Israel, for God's people. It's made it nice. It made it nice to make that connection with him.
This ending piece was a mistake too.
We actually looped it because it was like a cappella.
This is all jacked up.
We were supposed to end it right here, and then my man Wolf over here kept going. Ooh. Kicked in with the drum beats. There we go.
Good. Modest's ad libs here are fantastic.
I'm gonna keep going.
That's his signature right there, dude.
Yeah.
Dope. Real dope.
Yeah, this is definitely a worship song for us.
Yeah. It's after a hard day of battle, dude.
Yeah, I love that. I love that song.
Song of
us. One us.
It's over,
addiction.
Kids.
Hmm?
Addiction. Say hello.
Addiction.
Say hello. Addiction.
Oh, say hello to the bad guy.